This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestava. The news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli participates in various programs during the International Conference on Financing for Development in Spain. Emphasizes a collective commitment to improving people's living standards by harnessing the power of science, technology and innovation. Leaders say tampering with the bill passed by the parliamentary committee should not be allowed. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports 31 casualties in monsoon-related disasters over the past month. Nepal defeats Bhutan by 298 runs in the final group match of ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cricket Cup. And Thai Prime Minister Pai Thong Thorn Shinawatra suspended over leaked phone call. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has participated in various programs during the International Conference on Financing for Development in Spain. His remark came while addressing the UN's fourth International Conference on Financing for Development held in Seville of Spain on Monday. The Prime Minister has called for justice, fairness and inclusive reform in the global economic and financial system. Speaking as the chair of the least developed countries and in national capacity, Prime Minister Oli highlighted that despite a rise in global GDP, inequality continues to grow. He said, least developed countries face mounting challenges including rising debt, low investment, fractured trade and a widening digital divide while official development assistance is declining. The Prime Minister urged full implementation of the Sevilla commitment to help realign global financing with the 2030 agenda. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli emphasized a collective commitment to improving people's living standards by harnessing the power of science, technology and innovation. Leaders have said tampering with the bill passed by the parliamentary committee should not be allowed. Chairman of the CPN Mavi Center, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, has claimed that a serious conspiracy took place during the passage of the Federal Civil Service Bill. Addressing a meeting of the Central Office Bearers of the Young Communist League, YCL Nepal, held today at Paris Dara, Chairman Prachanda stressed that the tendency to manipulate and tamper with the bill must not be tolerated. Chairman Dahal warned that past efforts to reverse political achievements are now re-emerging, posing a renewed threat to the progress made so far. Meanwhile, senior Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has demanded action against those responsible for altering certain provisions in the civil service bill passed by the House of Representatives. Speaking at the launch event of the book Shatak Pustak held today, Dr. Koirala expressed concern over the manipulation of a key provision in the bill. Meanwhile, chairperson of the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives, Ram Hari Khatiwara, has urged Speaker Devraj Khemire to investigate alleged tampering with the committee's decision regarding the cooling-off period provision in the Federal Civil Service Bill. Issuing a press statement today, Chairperson Khatiwara stated that altering the core intent of the bill when it was presented in Parliament constitutes a serious error and an unforgivable incident. He further requested the National Assembly to amend the bill by reinstating the cooling-off period as originally decided by the committee. Talking to media persons in Simadarbar premises, Chairman Khatiwara said Speaker Khemire that he too will face action if he was found guilty of it. The bill passed by the House of Representatives on Sunday had provisioned a 2-year cooling off, avoiding the civil servants to secure constitutional and diplomatic appointments for 2 years after retirement or resignation. 674 monsoon-related disasters have been reported from across the country with 31 casualties and 112 injuries in 1 month of this year's monsoon. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, a total of 87 landslide incidents were recorded during the review period. The estimated physical loss from landslides amounted to 22.01 million rupees. Flooding incidents numbered 64, resulting in deaths of 4 people and injuries to 7 others. As many as 123 families were affected by the floods. Lightning strikes proved to be the deadliest, claiming 82 lives and injuring 20 people. The physical loss from these incidents was estimated at 2.6 million rupees. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Deoba has urged the international community to provide grant-based climate finance and support sustainable agriculture in mountainous countries like Nepal. Addressing the 44th General Assembly of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, in Rome on Monday, she highlighted that Nepal's Himalayan region is highly vulnerable to climate change but remains neglected in adaptation efforts. The foreign minister emphasized that agriculture remains the backbone of Nepal's economy, contributing 23% to the GDP and providing livelihoods for nearly two-thirds of the population. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Now a sports update. Nepal have registered a dominant 298-run victory over Bhutan in their final group stage match of the ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cup. Batting first after winning the toss at the Selangor Turf Club in Malaysia, Nepal posted a massive total of 358 with loss of 5 wickets in 50 overs. Ronak Srivastav led the charge with a brilliant 132 balls, hitting 5 sixes and 16 fours. Chasing the target of 359 runs, Bhutan were packed up in 32.4 overs and scored only 60 runs with loss of 9 wickets. Nepal's captain Bipin Sharma starred with the ball, taking 4 wickets for just 7 runs in his 10-over spell. Sachin Bhatta and Suyog Bhattarai claimed 2 wickets each. With this win, Nepal topped Group A after winning all 4 group matches. Singapore, Hong Kong and Malaysia have also reached the semi-finals. Now defending champion Nepal will face Malaysia in the semi-final on Thursday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Thailand's Constitutional Court has suspended Prime Minister Prayuttan Shinawatra, who has come under mounting pressure to resign over her leaked phone conversation with former Cambodian leader Hun Sen. According to the BBC, the clip in which Shinawatra called him uncle and criticized a Thai military commander sparked public anger and a petition for her dismissal, which the court is now considering. That could make Shinawatra the third politician in the powerful Shinawatra clan, which has dominated Thai politics for the past 2 decades, to lose power before completing their term. Her ruling coalition is already teetering with a slim majority after a key conservative ally abandoned it 2 weeks ago. The Constitutional Court voted 7-2 to suspend her while they consider the case for her dismissal, and she has 15 days to present her defense. In the meantime, the Deputy Prime Minister will serve as the country's acting leader. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli participates in various programs during the International Conference on Financing for Development in Spain, emphasizes a collective commitment to improving people's living standards by harnessing the power of science, technology and innovation. Leaders say tampering with a bill passed by the parliamentary committee should not be allowed. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reports 31 casualties in monsoon-related disasters over the past month. Nepal defeated Bhutan by 298 runs in the final group match of ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cricket Cup. And Thai Prime Minister Pethongtarn Shinawatra suspended over leaked phone call. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.